Zero means the bed which is empty is getting filled by the patient fast, and that is why there is no gap between the one patient occupying the bed, another getting discharged. And bed interval time is zero when bed occupancy is 100. That is why at any point of time there is no bed available and all the beds is occupied by the needy and the sick patient. And it becomes negative when bed occupancy rate is over 100. It means that the hospital ward is overcrowded and you have more patients but no bed available. This is very common in the rainy season where there is sudden increase in the cases of acute gastrointestinal disease like cholera, then acute fever like malarial fever, etc. That is why many hospitals in Mumbai prepare themselves to face the rainy season and make themselves well equipped to take care of all these happenings which can take place during rainy season, which is very difficult to predict in advance. The object of calculating indices relative to the population at risk is to know to what extent the population utilizes the hospital service. So population at risk means the target population who are at the risk to develop the disease. For example, few diseases may be very prevalent in the pediatric age group like whooping cough, measles, mumps, which may not be seen in the elderly age group. So if these pediatric patients are given proper nutrition, proper preventive measures, proper health education, the occurrence of these diseases in this pediatric age group can be resolved. And therefore, it is very important to know where the vulnerable patients are lying. And that is why many organizations give quarantine leave to its employees when any family member suffers from acute and contagious disease, because they don't want this type of disease to spread at the workplace. Therefore, it is necessary to know the number of the people the population comprises of. So if we see 100 people living in a particular locality, we should find out how many people are in the pediatric age group who are vulnerable to this communicable disease. And if we give the proper health education, proper screening, proper nutrition, proper diet control, then such type of disease outbreak in such age group can be prevented. The population at risk or the target population is denoted by the letter capital P. The number can be easily found when two conditions are fulfilled. The geographical area served by the hospital or group of hospitals is defined and regular census is made. For example, JJ group of hospital in Mumbai is located in the Bhaikala area of Mumbai. So this is mainly inhabited by population of a specific community. So if we know the disease pattern in that community, we can know the population who are at the risk of developing that particular disease. The hospital is within the reach of the population and means of communication is fairly and well established. For example, the hospital such as KEM is located in the residential area of Parade. So it is easily accessible hospital to all the residential population staying in the Parade area of Mumbai, and they can come at any hours of day and night and can avail the treatment available in the hospital. That is why such type of hospitals are always flooded with the patient. For example, few hospitals are located on the highway, like Sion Hospital, which is located on the highway of Mumbai, usually get maximum trauma cases as compared to any municipal hospitals of Mumbai. Therefore, these type of hospitals have to be well equipped with the orthopedic, neurosurgery and the trauma centers to take care of the population of the patient who requires aggressive treatment, timely treatment and treatment within the golden period. If these two conditions are not fulfilled, it is necessary to make the detailed statistical survey. If there are more than one hospital in the area, the analysis will show the distribution of the patient among themselves. For example, if one want to know which hospital other than government hospital in Sion get the maximum number of trauma cases other than the Sion hospital, they should consider the admission report or statistics of all the hospitals, municipal and private hospitals and nursing home, and this is very easily available because nowadays no one can establish the hospital or nursing home. They have to establish according to the government regulation and according to the Clinical Establishment Act and Nursing Home Registration Act. So if the part of the population cannot easily reach the hospital, it means that the hospital is not well connected for the community. That is why you will see that such type of hospitals are usually located along the main road. Either it is Gager Group of Hospitals or Nair Hospital or Sion Hospital or KM Hospital, so that one can reach the hospital without any hurdle, or if the ambulance facility is there, they can easily reach the hospital and the patient can get the timely and adequate treatment. For example, one doctor is available to take care of 674 poor patients and needy patients in a country. This, the data is as per the recent statistics, but according to WHO norms, that is international standard, ideally one doctor should be available to take care of 1000 patients. So in India, there are less doctors and more patients, and these can be only reverted by increasing the number of doctors. At present, there are 56,638 MBBS seats and 25,346 postgraduate seats available in the country. So if we want to produce more doctor, we have to increase the number of the seats for MBBS course and number of the seats for the postgraduate course. As per the Medical Council of India record, on 31st March 2014, there are 929 lakhs doctors registered with MCI in the Indian Medical Register. So this is an autonomous body and also a regulatory body which gives at a glance the number of doctors the hospital is having, the way in which the medical education is lagging behind as compared to other countries, and the ways and means to monitor and improve it. Admission rate. Admission rate is also known as hospital frequentation rate or hospital attendance rate. So if the admission rate is more in the hospital, it means that more patients are getting admitted in the hospital, or hospitals are giving more care to the sick and the needy patient. It also means that the hospital has got good reputation in the population, and that is why everybody feels very much comfortable, and the treatment is also cost effective. Admission rate usually designated by capital F and small h, usually expressed as number of the admission made in the hospital per 1000 population per year. So it shows that how many patients actually availed the treatment in the available hospital per 1000 population in one calendar year. So if we know these statistics, we will know which hospital is in demand, which hospital is catering better service, for which hospital the patient has got good faith. This is very true in the government hospital, because nobody want to take care of the or get themselves treated in the government hospital. But if the quality of treatment given to the patients, that is common man, getting treated in the government or municipal hospital, and if the admission rate is high, increasing year per year, then it means that hospital is giving better treatment, hospital is improving the quality of treatment, and the treatment given by the hospital is acceptable to the community. People are developing good faith in the hospital, and in this way, many hospitals in India are coming up with a different model to improve their existing health structure, and one such model is PPP model, public-private partnership model, where the existing hospital is strengthened from the funds received from the private partner, and the majority of the share is with the government, and the share with the private owner is usually less than the government. But the patient confidence or the quality of treatment given in such hospitals is usually better as compared to the pure government hospital, because of the ample funds, because of the good doctors recruited, because of the better machinery, because of the better number of beds available, because of the better location of the hospital, because of the better hospital infrastructure, and therefore the admission rate and treatment rate in the hospital will be high. Admission rates are calculated on the basis of total admission made in the hospital, regardless to the type of hospital, whether it is private hospital or whether it is semi-autonomous hospital or whether it is a government hospital. In government hospital also, it may be the hospital which is purely government, owned by the state government like JJ Group of Hospital, or the hospital which is owned by the BMC, that is Brihan Mumbai Corporation. So admission rate is equal to the number of the patient admitted into the media population into 1000. So hospital rate per patient is an index that expresses the volume of hospitalization in the term of number of the hospitalization days per person per year. So hospitalization rate, if it is high, it suggests that the hospital has got the good demand, good name. At the same time, it also shows the failure of the preventive healthcare facilities, so that number of the patients getting admitted in the hospital is high. This is very true in the case of number of patients getting admitted in the rainy season of this year because of the dengue fever. It does not reflect the efficiency of the hospital, but it reflects the failure of the preventive healthcare department or public health department against the dengue. It means that there is some failure in the government machinery and agency. That is why the dengue disease is propagating. So these indices also reflect the name and the status of the hospital in the terms of the treatment given, and at the same time it also reflects the lack of the preventive measures and the failure of the government infrastructure in taking care of the public health. The hospital rate per patient is calculated by dividing total number of hospitalization days in the year divided by the mean population in that year. Bed occupancy ratio. The bed occupancy ratio is usually denoted in the terms of the population, that is per 1000 population. It expresses the ratio in average daily number of patients hospitalized per unit of the bed available in the hospital. So bed occupancy rate is indices which tells you how much patient is getting admitted in the hospital and how much bed is occupied by the hospital. It is similar to the number of the passengers occupied in the flight by the number of the seat available. Most of the airlines, mainly private airlines, either reduce the fare at the non-demanding season, or they may reduce the fare for the better class of passengers. Similarly, if the bed charge of the hospital is reduced, if the consultants are good, if the quality of the treatment given in the hospital is good, the hospital bed occupancy rate will increase because more people have their faith in the hospital, and that is why more and more people will come to the hospital to get treated. Bed occupancy ratio. Bed occupancy ratio is calculated by dividing average daily number of beds occupied by the mean population in the same year multiplying by 1000. So bed occupancy rate is BC is equal to the number of the patient actually admitted divided by the number of the bed available into 1000, that is the median population. The bed population index is probably the commonest set and most controversial figure used in the assessment of hospital utilization statistics. It expresses the ability of the bed in the terms of number of bed per 1000 population. So if the more easily beds are available, it means that hospital is not properly taking care of the patient. That is why the hospital demand among the community is low. This also expresses that few departments in the hospital requires more aggressive treatment, and that is why more beds should be available. For example, if the hospital is 100 bedded, it means that the hospital bed population index should be such that 10% of the beds should be given to the patient who are below poverty line, who do not have the money to take care of themselves, who are non-affordable. And when we do so, the hospital is not only taking care of the needy patient but also fulfilling the social cost benefit ratio, especially in the poor and developing country like India, where per capita income of the patients are very poor, and it is not possible for the government to provide all type of health care. So these population, therefore bed population index is one of the important figure to tell about the utilization of the bed by the population. So bed population index expresses the ability of the bed in the terms of number of the beds available per 1000 population in a particular year. Sometimes this figure is expressed as number of the bed of occupied by the patient or number of the beds per patient available. The population bed index is calculated by dividing the bed complement by the mean population in the same year and multiplying by 1000. So bed population index is equal to the number of the bed occupied by the population into 1000. The bed population index used alone, this figure cannot be considered as an index of hospital utilization because it is as simple as the indicators of ability of the bed regardless of how they are utilized. So bed population index should be always related to the type of the population who requires the treatment for the specific cause. For example, if the bed population index is very high in the case of CCU or ICU, it means that this type of patient will require aggressive treatment at the specialized site. So although the bed population index is high, it also reflects the high degree of care which is required. Most of the hospitals which are 100 bedded may have only 5 bed in the ICU. So if we increase the number of the bed in the ICU, therefore, then the patients who require intensive care, who require the care of specialized quality, who require the care with special attention, who requires the care in the golden period, can be given according to the disease pattern. So bed population index is the ability of the bed available per patient disease. And that is why it is very important to calculate the number of the beds available in the hospital divided by the nature of the illness. And bed population index, we have to consider the denominator part. For example, pediatric ward is a specialized type of ward which admits the patient who are in the pediatric age group. So such type of patient may not be admitted in general ward. Such type of patient may not be admitted in the maternity ward or cardiac ward, but they require only admission in the pediatric age group. So if the number of the bed in the pediatric ward is increased, the purpose of the hospital admitting the pediatric patient is fulfilled. So bed population index also shows the number of the bed available depending upon the nature of the population which want to avail the treatment. Factors influencing hospital utilization. The manner in which certain community utilizes the hospital service and the extent of such utilization are influenced by many factors, which depends upon the factors such as social costs. For example, few patients get admitted in the hospital because they belong to low socioeconomic strata and therefore they suffer from disease more frequently. Sometimes the patient get admitted in the hospital because they belong to lower section of the society and economically not sound. So they suffer from the tropical disease as well as infective disease more frequently as compared to the individuals of higher socioeconomic strata. Few patients are highly educated and they get admitted in the hospital because they identify disease very early and they know signs and symptoms of the disease and they want to consult a doctor, get rid of their doubt and also prevent the complication associated with it. Then it also depends upon the certain cultural characteristic of the people. For example, few cultures admit the patient for their customs and rituals. For example, the custom of circumcision is very common in Muslim population, whereas this is not common in Hindus. So, because of this cultural characteristic of the individuals, the hospital utilization also varies. It also depends upon the attitude and special habit of the individuals. So few patients want to get rid of the illness and they want to do the preventive health checkup. And this is known as executive health checkup, and therefore they come to the hospital to get examined, do the screening for the major disease to know whether they are actually suffering or not. Many employers also give letters for employees to undergo periodic health checkup, especially with hazardous job like painting, working in blast furnace, coal miners, then persons who are working in cigarette factory, persons who are working in the jute industries, cotton industries, etc., because they may inhale the dust and fumes and may suffer from restrictive lung disease. So Parsi community required special attention in their old age. The other factors influencing the hospital utilization is that it is presumed that when the patient get admitted in the hospital, staff nurses and other paramedical staff has to follow the instructions and order given by treating physicians. And this is the reason why they come to the hospital to get themselves cured, to get themselves treated, especially in the cases of uncontrolled diabetes, hypertension, bronchial asthma, which are chronic illness which may exacerbate in particular season because of the particular lifestyle, stress, etc., which also make them come to hospital and get themselves admitted and treated. Other factors influencing the hospital utilization is very often people themselves influence the decision for or against the hospital admission. For example, many insurance companies reimburse the bill only when their client get admitted in the hospital, that is, they get admitted as indoor patient and they don't pay for the OPD treatment. So such type of patient force the hospital to admit themselves so that they will get the credit facility of the health insurance company with which they are tied up. This is one of the reasons why the patient usually tend to get admitted in the hospital and get themselves investigated, which can be easily done in the OPD. So they want to do it in order to claim for the reimbursement. At the same time, they are also fooling the insurance company, because few things which can be done on the OPD basis and it do not require the admission. In such consideration, comprehensive studies on the hospital utilization has to be interpreted and with caution. And that is why whenever the bill goes for reimbursement, the TPA may not pass the bill claimed by the client, because they feel that the clients are over exaggerating the bill and they would have easily taken the treatment on OPD basis rather than getting themselves admitted in the hospital. Then the other factor which influences the hospitalization is ability of the hospital bed. It has been observed in economically developed countries that larger number of available bed, larger is the volume of hospital utilization. Because if the facilities are more, people tend to avail more. But it is likely that these two trends really are correlated. So it is known fact that if you have more money in your pocket, you try to get admitted in the hospital for particular illness in the higher class of bed, like single room or deluxe suite, etc. But if you have less money, you tend to get yourself treated in economy or general class ward. So these are the results of factor linked with the socio-economic development. Then it also depends upon the conscious level of the employees or patients. It also depends upon their standard of living, education, job profession, and the amount of insurance either borne by the individual themselves or by the employer. If the bed complement is very high, that is the high bed to population ratio may be accompanied by low bed occupancy rate or high bed turnover ratio. Means if the bed complement is very high, all the bed in the hospital may not be occupied by the patient at given period of time. Therefore, this may result into the low bed occupancy rate, because beds are more available as compared to the number of patients getting admitted. And usually this type of patient usually tend to stay in the hospital for longer period of time. Therefore, their chances of discharge are also less. And in this way, since the bed is mainly occupied or remain empty, it does not get refilled or it does not get accommodated by new patient. Therefore, either it lead to the low bed occupancy rate or high bed turnover ratio, which is not a good indicator for hospital service utilization. Now, methods of payment of hospital services. Nowadays, we know that none of the treatment is given free of cost. Moreover, patients are educated, they want to pay for the treatment. And there is modern concept of hospital, that is corporate hospital. Therefore, the two methods of payment to the hospital is direct method and indirect method. In the direct method, the patient themselves pay for the expenses occurred while taking treatment in the hospital. And this payment may be in the form of cash, in the form of check by individual. The direct method of the payment may be by the TPA of the health insurance company, who may later claim the bill to the health insurance company to which it is tied up. And that is why these type of payment which is made by third party insurer, that is TPA, is known as third party because they serve as link between the beneficiary, that is the person who takes the insurance, and the insurer, that is the insurance company. In the direct method of treatment, one of the method is assigning the hospital previously sign a memorandum of understanding between the service provider and the beneficiaries and the organization, and based on this the letter is given by the employer and the patient get admitted on the basis of the letter given by the employer in the entitled bed, which is marked. So this is predetermined and the individual takes the treatment. Later on, hospital claims the bill for reimbursement, and therefore although it is a direct treatment, but it is indirect treatment because the patient have to pay nothing and they get themselves treated. Later on, hospital submit the bill and the bill is passed according to the MOU and according to the company rule. The other factors influencing the hospital utilization is age of the population. A population with high life expectancy tend to raise the volume of hospitalization, because this is known fact that if the age increases, the number of the disease increases, because the risk factor increases, there will be secondary gain in the weight, then there will be age related features or illness such as osteoarthritis, coronary artery disease, this hyperlipidemia, dementia, etc. Therefore, these type of patients are not able to take care of themselves and require frequent admission in the hospitalization. The effect of age on hospitalization reflected in the increase in per patient hospitalization rate and also increase in the average length of stay per patient. Means if the patients in the particular community, in the particular geographical area, or because of the particular disease pattern, get themselves admitted, and if they are old age people, they will get themselves admitted in the hospital on frequent basis. Therefore, they are more frequently utilizing the hospital service as compared to younger generation. And since they more frequently utilize the hospital service, the average length of stay in the hospital will increase. Most of the old age people suffer from chronic illness like osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis. They also suffer from psychiatric illness like manic depression, psychosis, insomnia. They may also suffer from different neurological disorders like Parkinsonism, Alzheimer's disease. They may suffer from endocrine disorders like hypokalemia, hypocalcemia, then hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, diabetes, and metabolic disorders like uncontrolled hypertension, etc. So these disease pattern also increases the tendency to get themselves admitted in the hospital in order to control the complication which has arise, and also in order to get themselves treated for the complication that has occurred in them because of the lack of control of the hospital services.